Kunj Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivaradhari. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Yashoda Nandana Braja Janaranjana. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jamuna Tira Vanachari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunj Bihari. Jai Om Vishnupad, Paramahansapuri Rajagacha, Jastatara Satashri Srimad. The Divine Grace of Bhayacharadvinda Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Iskand Bhandracharya, Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki. BBT Bhandracharya, Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki. Gaur Premanandi. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru, Sri Gauranga, and Srila Prabhupada. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, 17th chapter, text 2 through 4. Only 4 has a purport. I'll read texts 2 and 3, and then we'll chant text 4 by the grace of Karnapur Prabhu. Ditistu bharta adeshat apatya parishankini purne vasa satadvi putro prashu saveyamo. The virtuous lady Diti had been very apprehensive of trouble to the gods from the children in her womb. And her husband predicted the same. She brought forth twin sons after a full 100 years of pregnancy. Text 3. Utpata bhavas tatra nipetor jayamanayo divi bhuvyantarikshecha lokasyoru bayavaha. On the birth of the two demons, there were many natural disturbances, all very fearful and wonderful, in the heavenly planets, the earthly planets, and in between them. Text 4. Saha chalabhavasche lor. Saha chalabhavasche lor. Nisaksarva prajavalu. Diksha sarva prajavalu. Shokascha sanayat petu. Shokascha sanaye pratu. Ketavas chati hetava. Ketavas chati hetava. Please chant. Sachalabhavas chelur. Disha sarva prajavalu. Shokascha sanaya hetu. Ketavas chati hetava. Sachalabhavas chelur. Disaksava prajavalu. Shokascha sanayat petu. Ketavas chati hetava. Sachalabhavas chelur. Disaksava prajavalu. Soka chasanayak petu. Ketavas chati hetava. Sachalabhavas chelur. Disaksava prajavalu. Soka chasanayak petu. Ketava chati hetava. Sachalabhavas chelur. Jaksava prajavalu. Sokas chasanae pretu. Ketava chati hetava. Anyone else? Saha, along with Achala, the mountains, Bhuva, of the earth, Jelu, Shuk, Dishak, directions, Sava, all, Prajaj of Valu, blazed like fire. Sa, with Ulka, meteors, cha, and asayana, thunderbolts, petu, fell, ketava, comets, cha, and artihetava, the cause of all inauspiciousness. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. There were earthquakes along the mountains on the earth, and it appeared that there was fire everywhere. Many inauspicious planets like Saturn appeared, along with comets, meteors, and thunderbolts. Please repeat. There were earthquakes along the mountains on the earth.
There were earthquakes along the mountains on the earth.
And it appeared that there was fire everywhere.
And it appeared that there was fire everywhere.
Many inauspicious planets like Saturn appeared. Along with comets, meteors, and thunderbolts. Purport. When natural disturbances occur on a planet, one should understand that a demon must have taken birth there. In the present age, the number of demoniac people is increasing. Therefore, natural disturbances are also increasing. There is no doubt about this. as we can understand from the statements of the Bhagavatam. Om Gyanatam Randasya Gananjana Shlakaya Chaksurm Latam Yenitasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangum Langhai Tegrim Yarkipatamaham Bande Sri Gurum Dinataranam. So as Srila Prabhupada clearly confirms that there's no shortage of demoniac influence. After all, we're situated in Kali Yuga. This is not a... Of course, not everyone is aware of this. There's only a limited number of souls on the planet who have become familiar. Even those who study the Vedas study things chronologically. So for them, Kali Yuga is just another point in time. But we understand that Kali Yuga, the Iron Age of quarrel and hypocrisy, has a special benediction. Kalera Doshan Dira Janastayeka Mahagunat Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sankasya Jayate. So for us, all these so-called demoniac influences, they're not at all fearful for the devotees. They don't have any trepidation or tribulation based on so-called geopolitical events. These things are happening just like the wind blows. You cannot even see the wind, but you can see the effect on the trees. And so these things are happening all around us. But at the same time, the devotees are more or less undisturbed. To the extent that you identify, of course, with the body, with the self, with the country of one's birth, then one becomes affected or afflicted. That burden is on us to relieve ourselves of these misconceptions. And of course, the only way to do that in Kali Yuga is this chanting of the holy name. So we're very fortunate. All these stories are there. Of course, these stories are not, like Prabhupada said, mythology. But they're meant to give us some background, you know, that these things are happening not just in the past, but continuously. And so, therefore, there will never be a change. It's not that there will be world peace. You know, the chanting of the holy name will protect those who have adopted the practice. But it's not that this entire situation... And even if on this earthly planet there was some abatement, still in other planets, these things are continuing. We have not much understanding. But here it says, above, it says the earthly planets, the heavenly planets, and in between. So in between, that's a lot. 14 planetary systems. And all these things that are happening below, which we really don't understand, although there's hints there in the Bhagavatam as well, that they're highly advanced, but in technological advancement, which is not spiritual advancement. And so this technology has also become pervasive, and we're also more and more dependent on it. So much so that the now they want to put, what is that, Neuralink? They want to hook you up to the internet. And just imagine. People are thinking, yes, I won't even need my phone. I'll have a heads-up display. And wherever I look, right in front of me, I'll see everything. No, this is... But this is actually demoniac. This is the influence of the demoniac nature, which is, yes, pervasive in every place. But due to the advent of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there's a grace period of 10,000 years, the golden age within Kali Yuga. and of which 500 years have passed, and a little bit more. And so for devotees, we don't have a lot of time to waste or contemplate. Once having understood the mood and mission of the spiritual master is to benedict the fallen conditioned souls with this Harinam. And therefore, these temples have been established all over the world. Especially, Prabhupada said, in the congested cities, we should preach. You know, we have a very nice community here in Alachua, largest community outside of India. And it has so many benefits for raising Krishna-conscious children in a peaceful, tranquil atmosphere, good education, good examples. So everything is there. But they also have to learn at a certain point that they must become detached. And so the best thing a community can do is to prepare everyone. Just like Prahlad Maharaj wasn't waiting, Kumara, Macharat Pragya, he wasn't telling his kids, no, let's wait till we take Vanaprast and then we'll go preach. No, he was saying from an early age. So the preparation, it's like we have the Lilamrita, lifetime in preparation. So we have the example that Prabhupada gave. And so for us, especially in a community like this, the most important aspect is the Vanaprast ashram. Those who have had the enduring benefit of living and being trained in an ashram can easily make this transition again when their sons are old enough to take charge of the family. This is such an important ashram. I remember when I first came to Alachua, we needed some assistance with some things, and they had a whole group of retired individuals of every profession you could imagine. And they used to give their services for free in their retirement. So if you needed someone to give you some hint on architecture or accounting or any legal matters, they would provide this gratis, pro bono. And so essentially the Vanashram, the system gives us this same capability in the Vanaprast ashram, that everything that we've learned, that we've imbibed, that we've assimilated, this is all quantitative and qualitative, and it needs to be preserved. And it can't be preserved if one is a kripana. He's a miser. He keeps it all. Sometimes we see everyone has war stories. Everyone who's been around on the planet for 50, 75 years or so, they can tell you all their Sankirtan stories, stories about this or that. Everyone's had this experience. It needs to be translated into action, not that we just regurgitate these memories and some meeting. Looks like Prabhupada gave a very sharp homage as we're approaching on Vyas Puja to his godbrothers in Bombay. He says, we're not here simply to offer flowers. So he was giving them he was trying to encourage them, of course. Sometimes you need. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta said that preaching, you have to use a very sharp scalpel, very surgical precision, in order to cut out those things which are holding someone back from advancing in spiritual life. So the best we can do for the spiritual master, to show our gratitude for him, after exposing ourselves to all of this Vedic literature, the conclusion has to be in the form of action. It cannot be sitting around and just contemplating or deliberating, or has to translate into action. And that means that, especially, like I said, in a community like this where there's There's so much experience. So much, but it's all concentrated and it needs to be distributed. So there's endless opportunities for preaching all over the world. There are temples that are just begging for preachers, kirtaniers, those who have had experience either in starting temples, maintaining temples. So we have to somehow or other encourage ourselves and encourage others that this preaching is the essence, is not just a nice aphorism. We have to take it and we have to make it something that we internalize. And that, you know, requires, of course, Prabhupada said, responsibility means facility. So therefore, we see that there's those who desire to go someplace, there should be some facility. We're also trying to provide in our humble way that for those who want to do that type of service, we see that just like our god brother Arjita, who was just here, after 30 years in Los Angeles, he said, I needed to come someplace and preach. And of course, we all joined on Henry Street. So he asked, is there a place for me? I said, yes, of course. Why not? Having been trained up in Henry Street, we all know how to take 10-second showers, cold, eat once a day. Not difficult. Very easy to make that transition once the training is there, like riding a bicycle. You never forget. And so there are others also. We have many. Mother Chinmayi, she comes. Pancharatna comes and spends 6 months a year there. So we have, we try to take care. We're there to assist. And at the same time, it's like getting a Kamadhenu cow in the form of our god brothers and god sisters. They come and they give association because we have more or less 40, 50 young devotees in New York. And they're just dying for association. They're tired of hearing from me. You can ask Vasily. We want to hear from someone else. So therefore, we have a very great, of course, a very interesting thing. There's that saying from that movie, Field of Dreams. It says, if you build it, they will come. So that was something that Urjaswat taught me. When we first moved to 55th Street, he came from Los Angeles. Donna Verperwood started the Bhakta program there, and he wanted to clone it. So he sent Urjaswat to New York, to 55th Street. And then I was, at that time, the temple commander. So they assigned me to Urjaswat, because Urjaswat didn't know New York. He said, whatever he needs, make it happen. So we got a whole front half of a particular floor, the Brahmachari Ashram. And Urjaswat sent me out to the Army-Navy store. He said, I want a dozen sleeping bags. I want a dozen bunk beds. They have army bunk beds that are double. They're cots, but they're double. Said, I want a dozen of everything, toothpaste, toothbrush. I said, there's nobody here. I said, what are we getting these for? He says, once you stock everything and have it ready, they will come. And like magic, as soon as these things were in place, people just started coming out of the woodwork. Not much wood in New York, but they came out of every place. And so many devotees joined the temple at that time. And when we moved from Henry Street, there were 130 devotees, and not everyone made the transition. Actually, about 40. How many went to L.A.? The whole press, all the painters went. So it must have been 20, 30 devotees went from Henry Street. So minus that, 100 people moved to 55th Street. And within a year and a half, 2 years, there was 230 devotees. That was our population, 230 devotees. And so where are these temples now? 230 devotees, besides Mayapur and Alachua, like that, and Vrindavan. But we have 9,500 more years left in the golden age of Kali Yuga. We need to act with a sense of urgency. And so we're trying to build up. Most of our, more than a dozen men go out, and ladies, go out every day on Harinam. Because this was also the way. That was, Urdhaswat took Harinam very seriously. And every day the bhaktis would go out, and he would take them out personally, just like he did in Los Angeles. And so in the same way, our bhakti program basically is Harinam Sankirtan. We have some classes also additional, just to give the bhaktis some extra mercy to hear from the older devotees. And I was saying, so when we built it, the punchline of that story is we built a nice facility. We renovated certain areas, and we wanted to make a nice VIP room so we could host sannyasis, because the elevator is broken and we're fixing it right now. It was abandoned during the interim period from the time we actually renovated the whole building in 1984, and when we came back in 2018, a lot of things were in disrepair. So we cleaned up most everything, renovated most areas, and one area we renovated was the balcony, which was very run down, completely destroyed. I can't explain to you how bad these things were. Ceilings had collapsed into piles of wet, you know, ceiling tiles. Anyway, it's all fixed now, and at the end, in one room, we created an apartment for the whole sannyasis. They only have to walk up one flight of stairs, because we're all old. Everybody's old. Everybody asks, the first thing when I invite senior men there, he says, is the elevator working? I said, it's in progress. And literally, it's in progress. Everywhere, all over the world, even from India, they gave a donation to help fix the elevator, because we helped build Bombay and Vrindavan in New York. So they reciprocated. And so that will be done in less than 6 months, the elevator, by the time of next Rath Yatra. So what we finished this room, and immediately we had someone say, Jaya Dwaita Maharaj says, I really want to make New York my headquarters, but fourth floor. I said, Maharaj, we just finished a room. Complete and suite, bathroom, kitchen. So now Jaya Dwaita Maharaj is also our resident sannyasi. And so the devotees get very nice classes all the time. And when he wants to hit you over the head with his danda, it keeps it handy. And then, so we get the mercy in every form. And this is necessary. We have to strain our brains how to please Prabhupada and push on the mission. And, you know, I'm not very well versed in philosophy. I mean, I know that I'm not this body, and I know what Prabhupada told us we should do. But I was convinced from the first day when we met Prabhupada that this person had the solution, and all we had to do was follow him. We didn't have to rack our brains. When I was going over the notes at the end of the previous chapter, you know, that Prabhupada said in the purport was very... Actually, and he made this point. Let's see if I can find it here. Yeah, in text 37, so we're in the same. My dear sons, the Lord is the controller of the three modes of nature and is responsible for the creation, preservation, and dissolution of the universe. His wonderful creative power, Yoga Maya, cannot be easily understood even by the masters of yoga. That most ancient person, the personality of Godhead, will alone come to our rescue. What purpose can we serve on his behalf by deliberating on the subject? What purpose can we serve on his behalf by deliberating on the subject? So, I mean, the status quo, notwithstanding, for us, we cannot be satisfied with the so-called status quo that we have inherited. We have to continue the dynamic motion forward. And that can only happen by, you know, manifesting the dedication that we all understand Prabhupada wanted from each of us in order to do the needful. And we say this all the time, the so-called do the needful. But in essence, do the needful means that what did Prabhupada want? I mean, preaching is the essence. So what does that mean for us? I can go preach to the birds and the bees in my backyard. I mean, my dear wife, she says, come and be with the family. You know, and relax. You're working hard in New York. When I come, she gives me a honey-do list that lasts exactly from the day I arrive till the day I end. And I'm eager to get back to the New York preaching scene. And so that's this, the hidden benefit. Is that we know that, yes, we're all here for the most part in the Grihastha Ashram. We have our duties, and we should not be neglectful in any respect. But at a certain point, when the children are old enough, we have to take leave of the family. This is the hard thing for most people to accommodate. They're not planning on it. And what does that say in the military? It said you can either plan to succeed or plan to fail. Those are your two options. And so we don't want to plan to fail. We want to keep ourselves fit in order to make the transition. When Prabhupada said that my mission is 50% complete, I want to implement Varnashram, what did he mean? Did he mean for us to go all become farmers? No. He meant for all of us to take Vanaprastha at a certain point and continue preaching. There are enough farmers. You know, and there may be more required at a certain point if the anticipated apocalypse takes place. But for the most part, this 50% meant that's the 50%. We're brahmacharis and we're grihasthas. That's 50%. Then vanaprastha and sannyas, that's the other 50%. But that's the, it's easy to set it aside and think, no, that's okay. Like Mother Mookie was just saying, don't think someone else is going to do it. Maybe we should put a list on the back door, a Vanaprastha sign-up list, right next to the Janmashtami volunteer list. Because this is the most concentrated community with the most spiritual knowledge practically any place in the world. It's all here. So just imagine if it all... Besides, what's the point? Like I said, how long can you stay looking at the grass grow, you know, in your field, and then you have to mow it or bush hog it or do something like that? We're not meant to stay for long. I mean, we have a joke in New York because every, you know, we get new people. We've so many young people have joined. We've already gone through one or two iterations or generations. And now they're bhaktas and then bhaktins and then they're initiated and they get second initiation and they're, you know, eventually a lot of them are looking to get married. This is natural, normal. But we have a joke there that says, you can't move to Alachua until you've lived in the temple for at least 5 years. Because everyone wants to move to Alachua, especially if you're thinking about Grihastha life. So we say it as a joke, but it's half serious. You know, like that. So, but, you know, we have it's a very nice situation. You know, in the midst of Kali Yuga, and Prabhupada said, the most important city in the world, the most important city, and the most important project. He personally told that to Pancharana Prabhu. And Pancharana knows, so that's why he spends at least 6 months a year there and 6 months in Mayapur. He's known. Prabhupada personally told me that this is my most important project, New York, in the most important city. So having heard that directly, it's like if Prabhupada told you directly, you know, whatever, some specific point, go preach in this place. That's your lifelong commitment. You know, Yadavara Prabhu is making films. Why? Because Prabhupada wanted him to. And we printed those 5,000 cards. They're being inserted into the welcome packs. We have a unique event happening in New York. We have the India Day Parade, which is the India Independence, whatever. But it's the largest gathering in the metropolitan tri-state area. There's upwards of 60, 70,000 people will watch this short parade of mostly, you know, ethnically decorated carts with people on them and waving, like a Rose Bowl or, you know, even like the homecoming parade. Remember we used to do the homecoming parade? And then we did Ratiatra after some point. So finally, we convinced this India Day Parade to say, let us bring one Rath cart so that everyone can have darshan of Lord Jagannath and Srila Prabhupada. Because it's the 60th anniversary of Prabhupada's arrival in New York, in Brooklyn. In case you didn't know, Prabhupada arrived at the Brooklyn Marine Terminal on September 19th, 1965. And so he first set foot in his preaching field. Now there's a Home Depot there, but that doesn't matter. But that's the logistics. And so we're advertising that. We have a huge banner. The 60, 70,000 people, we're stuffing welcome packets to give them all some understanding of what facilities, what benefits we have for them. We'll hand them out to these 5,000 people, because that's all we can have right now to carry and logistically prepare. Because they all have cookies in them. They all have something in them, some prasadam. So these things are happening. 75,000 people, the biggest, all the dignitaries, the mayor of New York, the consul general of India, every Bollywood star. So it's a great opportunity, and they'll all be offering respects to Srila Prabhupada and Lord Jagannath. It's very special. And they'll all be offering flowers here. Literally, we're having Vyas Puja, because it's the Vyas Puja day, Sunday, August 17th. So instead of having it in the temple, we're honoring Prabhupada by showing him to the world again, reminding everyone who this great personality is that came and what he did for the diaspora, the greater diaspora, by not just renovating the holy places in Vrindavan, but also making new ones in New Vrindavan and New York and New Ramanreti. So many things are there, and so much preaching is there, and anyone's welcome to come, as long as you don't mind, you know, showering with 50 other people like the old days. You know, everyone wants to get to Mangal Artik on time. So you have monitors saying, Prabhu, 4 minutes. And that's a big, we used to have 30 seconds, 10 seconds. Gopi Jana Balaba Bhamadana, 10 second showers. Gopi used to stand in the bathroom. He was like a cheerleader, like a guy. He would say, 10 seconds, Prabhu, 10 seconds. We were just going in one end and out, literally in one end of the shower and out the other end, and the devotee was right behind us. But it doesn't have to, now we've evolved, so you can have 4 minutes. So no one should feel shortchanged. Okay? And we have hot water. Okay, we didn't have hot water in Henry Street, or 55th Street for that matter. So we've come a long way, baby. And so, you know, you can make this transition very easy. It's not a problem. So anyone wants to, like I said, I'll put the sign-up list on the back door for the Vanaprastha Ashram. And everyone is welcome. And you can see the demons up close and personal every single day in New York. If you really, you know, you don't have to. The Bhagavatam is there. Very clear. And you're watching the three modes of nature. It's the most amazing experience to see the manifestation of these 8,400,000 species of life just rolling by. Chant Hoi Nam. And then you see all of a sudden, out of this whole, you know, parade of mindless individuals, one person steps forward closer to the Harinam. And immediately, like a trapdoor spider, Vasily's there to give him a book. Just immediately puts it out there. Just pops up and boom. And that's how it happens. Just like it always happened. And that person comes to the temple, he comes to the program, and special program, we give him a special card, only for new people. And they come and they sit together and they hear and they ask any question they want. And then we have the Be a Monk program. And then all of a sudden, they're living in the temple. Like that. So we're doing our best to please Prabhupada. And we'd like to thank everyone for their encouragement all the time. Coming by and sharing their nectar with the new devotees. They need to hear it. They need to see the survivors so that they're encouraged to go for another 50 years. So that's, of course, I see that very clear that I have to stop the class and ask for questions. We have the same sign on our podium, similar, and a person saying, "Hey, Prabhu." They basically give you, start to pass around a mic, and then you know it's time for questions. So thank you for taking the time to listen to a little bit of the Bhagavatam and a lot of my ranting about the Vanaprastha Ashram. Yes, Mukunda Prabhu.
Haribo Prabhuji, Dhanavats. I just wanted to personally thank
you. Another veteran of the New York Temple.
I was about to say. So I just wanted to thank you so much, especially because you've been kind of an inspirational person in my life. I came to Henry Street. I didn't really know you that well at Henry Street, but then later on at 55th Street, certainly I had your association, inclusive of being on Sankirtan and being saved by you, Vacation Bhumi, when I was about to get into an altercation. Dressed as Santa Claus. So there's just so many sweet, sweet
doing the needful.
Doing the needful at that time. Also, just prior to going to Africa for preaching, being at 55th Street, I think yourself and a few other people gave me a lot of encouragement just before going because I was a little bit apprehensive. What's this going to be about? So forth. So I want to thank you for so many years of seeing your example, for one. About being Vanaprast, my wife and I took Vanaprastha in 2004, and we started traveling once we both retired here and preach every year. As you know, we come to New York sometime, though I have not been to New York in quite some years because our last preaching trip to New York was sort of overwhelming with everything. But I told my wife, certainly, we would like to return, especially because I've seen all the efforts that you've put into redoing the temple and making everything really wonderful there and so forth. So I was really inspired. And Bhumipati always obviously glorifies your service and everything as well. So I just wanted to thank you a great deal for like all the years. I was in that first Bhakta program with Donovan in LA as well. So many points that you hit on brought up so many good memories and so forth. So really appreciate your service, Prabhu, and that's mostly what I wanted to say.
This is a glorification of Hamsa Rupa, no Rasi.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Bol.
Thank you for that New York report. That's amazing. I didn't realize the Prabhupada first set foot in Brooklyn Marine Terminal.
Brooklyn Marine Terminal.
That's incredible. You mentioned Prabhupada said that New York is the most important city. So when we assisted Jayananda Prabhu to get Srila Prabhupada down Fifth Avenue on July 18th, 1976.
Most important street in the most important city.
Yeah, in the most important country in the
in
world.
The most important, yeah.
He lined up three most important stairs.
Yeah, he lined it all up for us. If we had any doubt. If we had any doubt. The most important city, most important,
most important street
in the most important city in the most important country. Actually, he told that. The background to that story is that, and you remember, of course, so Madhavis Maharaj, so there was a management transition. You know, at that time, Tamal Krishna had been there for a little bit, you know, in the transition. Bhavananda had been there a little bit, but everybody was kind of like getting other assignments. And so Prabhupada was sending the emperor of Kirtan, Madhavisa Maharaj. And so Madhavisa, so outside Prabhupada's room on the veranda in Mayapur, Pancharana had just come at that time, so 75, so yeah, so 75, early 76. Pancharana had just come because Prabhupada had called him to assist with the Mayapur master planning, Mayapur project. So Prabhupada, you know, with Madhavisa and Pancharana there, Prabhupada was basically killing two birds with one stone. He said to the two of them, he said, what is my most important project? And Pancharana, having just left New York to come to Mayapur, Prabhupada, he was thinking, well, Prabhupada, Mayapur is your most important project. Prabhupada said, no. He turned to Madhavis and said, New York is my most important project. And he sent Madhavis to New York. So this is interesting, you know, we have so many, whatever. Prabhupada's working, yes, Mayapur, big city, amazing project. But he said, New York is my most important project. And we saw it. In so many ways, he gave us these hints. He said, I want you to build my samadhi on the roof of that building, the 55th Street building. Maybe not as in everybody doesn't know that. But that was Prabhupada's request. Build my samadhi.
Huh?
Well, no, he was still alive. We could have put a push, but you could have put anything. Anyway, somehow or other, following Pushkar's cue, things like samadhis are never disturbed. So Prabhupada knew that once that samadhi is there, nothing's going to happen. It's like a graveyard. Nobody builds on a graveyard. And that would be a very special memorial. It's like Vrindavan, such a special. Anyone who goes to Prabhupada's samadhi, you have a feeling. Just like when you, in Prabhupada said in Krishna book, when you enter into the precincts of Vrindavan, you, whether you're a devotee or not a devotee, you sense there's a sensation. It's a tangible change in the atmosphere because you're entering the Bhoomi Lila. It's not something that, you know, people can, you can't say I don't accept it or I don't know it. It's like rain falling from the sky. The mercy is there. And so you enter into Vrindavan and it's special and just entering into the temple in Brooklyn, Radha Govinda have been with us since Henry Street. So for us, it's very special. And, you know, we have no desire to disturb them. We're going to make them a beautiful temple. We're already in the process of getting everything ready. We have a beautiful master plan for the temple room. We've already created so many things up there. But you have to come and see it. I won't make you sign any list for the Vanaprastha Ashram. No obligation. But I know that anyone who goes there thinks that I'd like to stay if I could. The preaching is so nectar. You go at the Harinam party one time, you see all these young devotees chanting. Think this is our life. This is our life. So enthusiastic. Right? Vasily Kintar, remember Kana Gopal? This is another now initiated, basically in charge of the Sankirtan department. A year and a half, 2 years ago, he was just got his first reservoir of pleasure. You know, so these things are happening. And to see it happen is very encouraging. So that's why everyone's invited. You can come if you don't mind sleeping wherever, just like the old days. There's plenty of floor space. And for those who are a little bit older, we have bunks and beds. But there's always someplace. We even have discounted hotel rooms next door if you want to go to the next level. No, 100 for us, $149. New York City, one half to one third of what they charge around. But you have to book in advance. But you have to book through the temple because we have a corporate, nonprofit, tax-free account. Very easy. Very easy. So, 6 more minutes. I don't want to hold. Maybe some questions.
I missed part of the class, and for that I apologize. But I did hear about New York Temple and 55th Street and the Roth Theater in 76. And that was kind of like the climax of Prabhupada's external preaching, Leland. It was like 10 years since they incorporated.
And next year is the big anniversary.
Well, here's the deal. We got the cart Prabhupada rode on down 55th Street, and it's kind of going dormant here.
Where
in Trivikram's dump.
That's Subhadra's. That's a PF.
Subhadra's. Well, I was working with it for years, and we got here, and we used it to start the Rathiyajas around here, and it's so big, and it's like a tank.
Still physically here?
It's physically here. All the parts are here, but it's been sitting in a pole barn for about 10 years, and
which
it needs some
barn?
Attention. Trivikram's. A devotee who's very dedicated.
Kirtan's pole barn.
Trivikram. Yeah, and then I got the canopy and the flag. I got all that in my place. So I think we got to do something with it, right?
Chip in. We have a warehouse. We can take it.
Well, whatever, because it's kind of, you know, it's too big and they can't use it anymore. You know, it's already 60 years old, you know? And now they get the small ones with the brakes.
Okay, are all the pieces there?
Yes, they're all there. Okay. One of the wheels needs some attention, but we know how to fix
it. So are they, is it, in what condition is it in?
It's in not bad condition, all things considered. I know one of the wheels needs a little bit reworked.
Okay, but it's disassembled.
Well, yeah.
Okay, but I mean, it's not, the wheels are off, the chassis is intact, everything is there?
Everything. One of the wheels will need some work. We just checked it a few weeks ago. Kind of some bugs got on it, but we fixed the wheels before, so it's very doable. You know, the big wooden ones that look like a Roman
well,
chariot.
We have a lot of Rathiyatra veterans here.
Well, yes. So, but you got a kind of energy thing going on since you've taken Vanaprastha here, right? But no, seriously.
Who's in charge of the car?
Well, it's kind of a group of us that kind of keep, you know, Dasarath seeing it, I've seen it, Jiva Goswami. We all keep an eye on it as best
keep
we can.
Keep an eye on it. So if someone said that, you know, we can pay the bill for transportation, there's devotee truckers all over the place.
Right. Okay, so, well, I mean, it's something that can be discussed. So, I can give your wife, that person
okay,
used to
be. Okay, so you discuss it. I'm just giving, we can definitely accommodate the car.
All right, well, that's something to keep in mind.
So you can.
So I mean, I can get a hold of you through your former partner there.
Yes, absolutely.
And we'll figure something out.
Not a problem.
All right.
All right, Dasarath, make it happen.
This cart that's here in Alachua is the only Rathiyatra cart that has survived the years that Srila Prabhupada rode, not just once. He rode it twice.
Yeah, Philly.
We got it from Chicago. He rode it in Chicago, then he rode it in Fifth Avenue in New York.
No, he rode it in Philly in 75.
That was a different cart.
That was a different cart? That's Subhadra's cart. That was the Philly Subhadra cart.
No, it was...
Oh. Okay.
Shuddha Jiva and Sri Lochan built that Philly cart. That's totally separate.
Okay.
New York, it did Boston, it did Atlantic City, it went back to Philadelphia.
Okay.
Washington, D.C.
All right, as long as you can vouch for its originality? All right, we can continue the discussion outside. Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Gaur Bhakti Vrinda ki. Nu Sri Nu Ramanreti Dham ki.